Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim. This is the Positive Truth, where we bring you positive news. We know you're not hearing enough of. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing amazing, sir. How are you doing today?
A little hot, but it's a lot better being cold.
I hear that.
If you want to support the Positive Truth, tell us about a positive news story. Like, share, subscribe, rate, review, tell a friend. Helps us out so much. Follow us on all our social medias, where we post our Facebook videos and news stories on Facebook. Instagram, you can see Tim's pretty face. Twitter and YouTube, where we post links to videos and videos. And all other sorts of fun stuff. But anyways, let's get this positive news story stuff. Tim, what do you got?
Man, I'm going to get right to it. So I posted a story on the Facebook page yesterday or the day before that about this young man who ran in the Special Olympics. His name is Kirk Went of Jamaica. And he ran the 50-meter dash and took second place. The reason why I'm talking about it, though, he's 17 years old and he's a paraplegic. So the only thing he could use were his arms. He had no control over his legs, and he still took second place. It's a short video you guys can watch on our Facebook page. He won the – or took second place, and he ran like a 14.8 something. And what? He could – he was so close to winning gold, too, on top of that. It was, like, the most inspiring video that I saw of the day. So if you guys want to see something amazing, go to our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Hold up. He did 40 meters in how long?
Whoa. Yeah, he did. It happens. I believe he ran... Oh, I'm sorry. It was 15 seconds. 15.6 seconds.
Oh. 40 meters and 15 seconds on your arms. Pretty impressive, man.
It's ridiculous, man. It's so the dopest thing about it too, like Usain Bolt, fastest man in the world, even, you know, gave him some credit on Twitter, which is pretty awesome.
Yes, that is awesome. Shout out to him. Check out that video. It's absolutely awesome. Speaking of Facebook, we actually got sent some positive news stories this week. I thought Tim was going to talk about them, so you know what? I'm going to talk about them.
Yeah.
We have a hip-hop sensation for our first one, and his name is Matt Maxey, 10 out of 10 name, and what he does is he goes to rap shows, and he does sign language while the shows are being performed.
Ah, for the hearing impaired so they can enjoy the show as well.
Exactly. And he was just... basically, his story is, he was young, he loved music, music was his passion, and he was born with profound hearing loss. So when he was young, he used to learn sign language, and he was like, man, I really love music. I wish he would go to concerts in Atlanta. He's like, I wish there would be some way for me to like better understand the music while everything's going on at the concert. So he was like, I should do that whenever I get older. And that's what he's been doing now that he's older. I think it's absolutely awesome. He's giving back. He started a nonprofit to raise awareness for the hearing impaired in Atlanta. So shout out to Matt Maxey, doing a great job.
Yeah, man, that's an amazing story. It's awesome in so many different aspects on top of that. Like, one, he set out to do something when he was a kid. He set a goal to do something, and now he's achieving it. He's basically setting a new path for all different type of people that want to, you know, do this, help out their community and be that guy in their community that's at concerts and signing for them so they can understand the music. Man, I think it's amazing.
Absolutely. What do you got, Tim?
Man, my next story actually comes from a community out in Collin County, Texas. They have a custodian. His name is Mr. Lee. He's a super positive person, super, super positive. And when this community found out he had to get back surgery and he was going to be out of work for about a week, they said, you know what? We have to do something about this. They already knew that Mr. Lee was a caretaker for his wife. So they decided to start a GoFundMe. And their goal was to raise about $17,000 so they can pay for the surgery alone. But they ended up raising more than $24,000. And they decided to give all the money to him so that not only they can pay for the surgery, they can also pay for all the bills that he's going to have for the next couple weeks because he's not going to be at work. I thought it was super awesome for our community to step up and help out somebody because people don't understand how important your custodial staff is. Not only do they keep your school clean, but they also, you know, are those community members that the students also feel comfortable with to talk to if they have something going on. So shout out to this community. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, post that on the Facebook page. That's a great story, Tim.
Absolutely.
We are at the halfway point of the podcast. We like to pause and do audio meditation where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for. Because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. We encourage all the listeners to think about one thing as well that they're grateful for. Make your day so much more positive, like it makes our day more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for?
Man, I'm grateful for family time. So my brother and my sister got together in Arizona, and they went to the zoo and spent time with each other's kids. And I was just looking on social media. I was texting them and stuff, and it just seemed like they were having a great time. And I actually got the opportunity today to go to the zoo with my family, you know, my daughter and my wife. And it was the first time Layla got to go to the zoo, so it was pretty awesome for us. I know we were probably way more excited than Layla was when we got there. And we spent a good couple hours there walking around and seeing things, and it was pretty awesome, man. It just made me really sit back and think like how lucky I am to have a beautiful family like I do, and I'm able to do things like this. So I'm definitely grateful for that, man.
Awesome. This is gonna sound weird, but I'm grateful for grocery stores because we live in America. And I would just say in most Western civilizations, I mean, not everywhere in America, there are definitely some food deserts in America, but where I'm at, I have access to a Super Target, a Walmart Supercenter, and a Sam's Club less than a mile away from my house.
Oh, you're winning.
I know, right? And then, like, there's places in America like Costco. These, like, if you transported people from 50 years ago and just dropped them in these, like, mega stores, they'd be like, what is this?
Facts. I remember the first time I saw a Walmart Supercenter. I was like, what is going on?
And so, but they really are one-stop shops that have everything in them. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy. You can go one place and get everything for your life, and you can just have so many food options. And most of the time, it's always stocked, which shouldn't be this way. And it's not like that for most of the world. So that's what I'm grateful for. Capitalism at its best.
Oh, JP. So, what do you got for us? You got another story, JP?
I do. I have a story of a positive teen overcoming adversity, sort of like your first story about the young man in Special Olympics. I have a 17-year-old named Daiwan, 10 out of 10 name.
Facts.
And when he is actually an immigrant from Trinidad and Tobago, he got here at 7 years old. Lives in Jersey City, New Jersey, and his younger twin brothers are living with serious heart conditions, and his family has been in and out of homelessness. So for the past 10 years, his family's been struggling, working hard, and his thing is just like, man, I want to go to school, help my family out so much. And he's overcome his homelessness, his family has, and now he's been accepted to 17 colleges.
Oh, that sounds amazing, man.
And that, most of them are full ride scholarships. It's just an awesome story about a young immigrant teen overcoming adversity that I wanted to talk about. So shout out to Daiwan.
Yeah, to break that vicious circle of homelessness, it's hard. People think it's just easy. Just get a job and take care of yourself. It's much more than that, especially when you're dealing with health issues. So yeah, man, that's amazing. I hope he, you know, goes to college and gets a great career and makes all the money in the world.
Yeah, we're going to have a follow-up on Daiwan the second he graduates.
Absolutely.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last one of the day, it's pretty funny to me because I was told, you know, I like your stories, Tim, man. You always have, you know, some good stories. But you don't have any stories of any celebrities doing positive things. And we hear about a lot of negative things that they do. So I saw one today and I said, yes, take that, world. It's actually about Kim Kardashian. She's actually helping out an ex-inmate who got his life back on track, and she's going to pay for his housing for the next 5 years. So his name is Matthew Charles. He was sentenced to 35 years on a nonviolent drug charge and was freed after 20 years. He was the very first person to be released under the First Step Act, a criminal justice reform law signed by President Donald Trump in December. So basically, since his release, he's been staying with a friend. He found a job. He's doing everything he's supposed to be doing to get his life back on track. Only issue is that when he went to go rent a house, he was denied because of his credit and his criminal history. So he went to social media, kind of let the world know what was going on. Kim Kardashian found out what was going on, and she stepped in, and they're actually working out all the details now, but she plans on paying for his living expenses for the next 5 years.
That is awesome. I always find it funny how no one ever tells me anything about our positive news stories, but they always tell you.
Yeah, and the way that people tell me, like, I don't mind them telling me. I take criticism either way, good or bad. I love it. But it's funny how, like, they tell me, they're just like, yeah, yeah, but you could always do this, or you could talk about this. Like, they always put their two cents in. It's hilarious how they do it, which I don't mind. It's all good to me.
It's because you smile, Tim. You're not intimidating like JP.
I am not a threat.
What is a threat, though, is heart surgery, which is what my last positive news story is about. And it is another episode, another segment of Science is Cool with the Positive Truth. There's actually a procedure called transatheroid valve replacement, or TAVR. That's what I'm going to go with from now on. And it's reserved for patients that are so old that they might not survive open heart surgery. Mm. But now two large clinical trials show that TARV is just as useful in younger, healthier parents. So what this basically does is they replace the heart valve, insert a replacement through the patient's groin and thread it all the way to the heart, and maneuvering it into the side of the old valve. Basically, no surgery is needed, and now as many as 60,000 extra patients would be able to get the operation now, and they won't have to get open heart surgery, which is more dangerous. I just think it's awesome because no one likes getting cut into. And yeah, science is cool.
Yeah, science is cool with the positive truth. When you started talking for a second, I'm like, hold up, what is going on here? What valve is going where? But yeah, no, man, but that is awesome. No, in all reality, all jokes aside, I mean, to save that many people from getting open heart surgery and to do something like that, it's awesome. It shows you that, you know, obviously we're still advancing, and it's amazing.
And we're advancing with our listeners with these positive news stories. We appreciate everyone listening. Tim's going to get us out of here with a quote.
Be who you want to be, not what others want to see.
Who said that?
Could not tell you.
Okay. I was hoping, I've heard that before. I was hoping you could find the origin.
Nah, man. I failed you today.
No, you didn't fail me, Tim. You did a great job. Our listeners didn't fail us either. Go have a positive day. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.